Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
What's trending on Red FM in Bangalore, in Karnataka, is that the city is on alert. And I'm saying this as many times, and I also will repeat that the biggest service we can do is not panicking. We're a smart bunch. We can handle it. Just be sharp, vigilant. You see something, sense something that's suspicious, not normal, just pick up the phone and call the cops. 100 is the number. Look out for each other. We watch each other's back, and no one can penetrate. Good morning, Red FM par Andisha Oberoi. The show is called Morning Number 1. I've got a voice note on 9880-935-935 after my conversation with Sarang. He's the morning RJ in Jammu, hosts the show for Red FM. And today, Srinagar opens up completely. Schools, government offices, and he said, yaar, sab maze mein hai, koi tension nahi hai, aap stress mat lo.
Hi, Disha. Thank you so much for sharing the information about Jammu and Kashmir by talking to your colleague RJ there. I think it is one of the best things you have done, because a lot of people who do not understand any information about what the situation in Kashmir is, they are forwarding a lot of nonsense information through WhatsApp and Facebook. I think it is nice information, on the ground information to all of them. I hope people who are trying to spread rumors come to their senses and understand that there is actually no issue in Jammu and Kashmir. Thank you. Have a good day.
I agree. And which is why, you know, because social media is such a strong tool. It's a double-edged sword. Can be used to pass some great knowledge and information on, and has been used infamously to create a lot of panic amongst people, anxiety. Yaar, ghar baithe baithe, social media ke through, you can create a riot in a city, which is why it's important for us to be able to gauge how much to take, how much to drop, what to pass on, what to refrain from spreading, and you know, we should wait for official statements. Something similar has happened with a retired army colonel, and I've requested him to talk to us and share a little story with us, so that we're all aware that there's going to be a huge information war from across the border, and we're going to have to be very careful not to fall into that trap and be a tool for people wanting to create chaos in our country, sitting outside the country. Good morning, Colonel Acharya. Disha from Red FM Bangalore.
Oh, good morning.
How are you, Colonel?
I'm good.
Just wanted 5 minutes of your time. Sir, I'm very well, thank you. We were just informing our people in Bangalore that the city is on high alert and not to be bogged down by rumors on WhatsApp and the fake news that's going on. And I believe you were on the receiving end of one such incident. Your account on Twitter was hacked.
It wasn't hacked, but somebody tried to produce a clone or, say, replicate it.
I believe they changed one alphabet in your Twitter handle and created a duplicate handle, bought your pictures from Google and made it look like an authentic account.
Yeah, exactly. It was on 16th.
And they were
in
posting...
In fact, they made three of them.
Oh, there were three fake accounts in your name.
Yeah, the first one, somebody gave me a call from Bombay. He said, this thing has happened. And when I confronted that person, he immediately changed over to the next ID. And the second person, when confronted, he changed over to the third. That was when I knew there is something fishy going on. And it's not a, like, some
regular
job.
Yeah, and but sir, they were using your fake account. What was the purpose of hacking it? To just send out, because the message that we read on Twitter said that I'm quitting from the army because 25 people in my unit have been killed, and there were some pretty strong and...
Yeah, the aim was that only to pass on messages which are demoralizing to the army, or because I had retired on 31st March of this year only, after completing my full service.
Sure.
So there is out of question that I resigned, and everybody knows that I retired.
And I believe so you informed it was eventually escalated and the IP address was tracked down.
From what I could make out, and from the agency whom I hired for tracking them down, plus our own organization is working for it. So what the organization has done, naturally they will not disclose to me.
Sure.
But the agency with whom I hired in my personal capacity, they could make out that yes, it has come from across the border. There is nobody involved from this side, say our country.
Wow, so this has been done. And do we know it's from Pakistan, is what your agency tells you, right, sir?
Yeah. And there are a couple of journalists who are involved in this.
Journalists from our side or that side, sir?
Their side.
So there's a huge propaganda anyway, and I believe that some of these accounts on Twitter and Facebook backed by ISI and Pakistan have been deactivated by the social media companies, and now Pakistan is going to be taking it again to them, you know, as a complaint saying, find out why you've deactivated these accounts.
Yeah, this thing is being done because the agency with which I'm dealing right now, I had been discussing with them, and they were telling me that, yes, certain accounts of theirs, it's a full-fledged information war after this 370 abrogation.
Yes.
It's a full-fledged information warfare which is going on.
The idea is to create panic in India and misinformation, and yes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What would you like
to
tell?
Our agencies are equally professional, because whatever I could make out or what I saw or what I discussed with people who matter, in fact, whatever is coming from that side is quite like amateur kind of a thing. If you see, read their messages, their English, and the kind of things they do, done by some college-going kids. We could track down quite a few people who were physically doing it.
Colonel, what would you like to tell people? We are in the IT capital of India, which is Bangalore. We are on the internet all day long. There is a huge scope for rumors and fake messages and panic to be spread. Would you like to tell people to just take it easy and not get carried away by these?
That is one. And secondly, our people are smart enough. Our kids are smart enough. They know what is fake and what is not.
Yes.
And the only message is, because this selfie sickness is catching up.
Selfie sickness. That's an interesting phrase, Colonel. But thank you so much for talking to us. Thank you for taking the time out, sir.
Same here. Lovely talking to you.
Pleasure, sir. Jai Hind.
Jai Hind, sir.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate raho.